This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to your Thursday show.
Happy Thursday. Good morning.
I had to think about that. Is it Thursday? I think it's Thursday.
It's definitely Thursday.
We do a little chant here at the beginning of the show on Thursdays because think about it, y'all. Tomorrow's Friday. It's going to feel so good. It's going to feel so good, especially this week. How's your week been, by the way, Jess?
Long.
Like, are you feeling Thursday-y?
Yes, but yeah. Honestly, I was literally stoked. Well, I was scared because I was leaving the gym when it was, like, raining the hardest yesterday. Yeah. When, like, you really, like, can't see. But then I was also stoked because it was, like, a free car wash.
Jess always says that, and I try to tell her it doesn't work that way.
No, because when it's raining that hard and the pressure's on your car, like my car right now looks clean.
It is making your car dirtier.
Well, it looks clean. It looks cleaner than it did before it started raining, so I'm happy about that.
Can somebody validate that for us? Somebody throw a Google on that. Like, if it rains, does it actually clean your car? Because I've always thought, because rain's not actually like pure clean water. It's like
no,
dirty,
but like,
you know?
I haven't gotten a car wash since like with all the snow and stuff. Cause you know how like that like dirties your car.
Right.
And then the weather has been all over the place. So yesterday was like a free car wash for me.
I will say it will get like the salt off your car.
Yeah.
So that's nice. That part's nice.
So with the salt and the water, I'm pretty sure my car is pretty clean.
All right. Let's do our little chant. Tomorrow's Friday. We got one more sleep. Till the big day. Everyone just chant those words with us, please. Collectively, just one more sleep. We chant that three times and we cheer. In 3, 2, 1.
One more sleep. One more sleep. One more sleep.
According to Google, no. Rain does not effectively clean your car. While it might rinse off some of the loose dirt, rainwater lacks the necessary cleaning agents to thoroughly remove grime. What's like, what is grime?
I feel like it's like... Well, Jessica from Lothian says, I'm with you, Jess. My car was awful before the rain. Listen, that is a free... You have two ways of looking at it. Is it rain or is it a free car wash? And Jessica from Lothian and myself like to look at it as a free car wash.
I'd like to finish this statement here. It can leave behind contaminants that could damage your car's paint, making it not a suitable proper car wash. So, I don't know. It sounds like the Jessicas today are in their own world, but I just...
Free is free.
Free is for me.
Yeah, so...
Do you know who Miss Jackson actually is in the hit song Miss Jackson?
Sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real.
Like, it's a real person. Do you know the backstory behind Miss Jackson?
No.
I didn't know until today, and I'm like, oh, wow. Plus, how does that woman actually feel about being Miss Jackson? We'll talk about it right now in our Throwback Thursday segment. Y'all, it's fun. We're just going to sit here and vibe with like older songs that were number one today, the 6th of March here in Maryland. And then I'll take you back to that moment in pop culture history. Okay, so today, back in 2018, Maryland had the number one hit song. It was Drake and God's Plan.
God's plan.
Man. I remember the day. I remember the day this dropped. How everyone was freaking out. How everyone was showing everybody the video. And like, God's plan. I stay saying God's plan.
No, like, how you feel about Drake today?
Yeah, no.
You gotta
Drake,
go back.
Yeah, no. You can still say God's plan without having to be involved with Drake at all whatsoever. But like, I literally have memories of when this song dropped.
Someone else that we've changed our opinion on kind of ferociously throughout the years. Today, back in 2007, Justin Timberlake had the number one song with What Goes Around.
That it does, sir. That it
he
does,
wasn't wrong.
JT.
It was like foreshadowing, just a little early.
A little bit, sir.
Spice Girls back in 1997, Today in Maryland, had the number one song with Wannabe.
Wannabe my lover. You gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never.
I remember the first time I saw, like visually saw the Spice Girls when I was a little girl.
Yeah.
I thought it was a vision. I was like, are these women real life or is this like are these cartoons? Because I was so enamored with how different they were, how vibrant they were. I was in love.
I couldn't listen to this song. I remember my mom wouldn't let me listen to this song. And I don't remember what's so bad about it now, but I just remember like Spice Girls, no, can't do that. Too risque. All right, let's talk Miss Jackson.
I'm Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real.
So Miss Jackson actually is a real person. This song was number one, by the way, today in 2001. So this song is actually about Andre 3000 of Outkast, saw a relationship with Erykah Badu.
Okay.
Which is, they have a child together, in case you don't know, 7. So this song is actually inspired
by their relationship.
Okay. And actually, it was kind of Andre 3000's apology to Erykah Badu's mom. Mm-hmm. Even though she's not mentioned, her name, last name is not Jackson, but it was an ode to, right? So,
I mean, their relationship was everywhere.
I know.
It played out, you know, on everything.
It was big.
Yeah.
So, I think the question lies, like, well, how does Erykah Badu's mom actually feel about this song then? Because, like, she really had nothing to do with this. All of a sudden, she's getting drugged into the biggest song. I mean, this song was massive forever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't worry. Erykah kind of broke it down for us in a podcast interview a few years ago. Listen to this.
How did my mama feel? Oh, baby, she bought her a Miss Jackson license plate. She had the mug.
Merch, pop-up shop.
She had the ink pen. She had the headband.
She loved it.
That's who loved it.
So, mama had no problem. Miss Jackson thriving with that song.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
Several current and former Ravens players, including Torrey Smith, took part in the annual Read Across America Week. The Ravens Bookmobile set out and gave away their 1,000,000th book. Established in 2016 and powered by the Maryland Book Bank, the Bookmobile distributes new and gently used books to low-income children living in under-resourced communities. And now operating with two vehicles, the Ravens have made hundreds of visits to support local schools in the state.
That's cool.
So cool. Yeah.
Number two.
There is a new version of Monopoly coming out that adds a mobile app to replace the banker and the physical cash. And fans, parents in particular, are freaking out online about this. So it's called Monopoly App Banking, and an app will now process all the transactions. Hasbro says the app is great for speeding up the game, making it more accessible to younger players, and making it harder to cheat. So it's expected to roll out later this summer in August for $24.99, and the mobile app will be free. Now, the reason, okay, before we get into it, obviously there are hundreds of millions of versions of Monopoly, so it's not like the game is taking away your ability for the physical cash. But when this got, you know, spoken about with the headlines out this morning, the common complaint among parents saying the new version can't be used to teach kids about math and how to handle money, and it's just feeding more into everything turning digital.
But everything is turning digital. You know what I mean? Like,
is it that big of a deal?
I mean, to me it's not, but I'm trying to think. If I had kids, here's the point.
It doesn't matter. Does anyone actually play a full game of Monopoly anyway? When's the last time? I'm being honest, Jess. When's the last time?
I don't have any board games at home.
You but ever in your life?
Monopoly's expensive. I only play if somebody has it. So yo, I don't think that's a fair question.
I bet you $1,000
right now. If somebody had Monopoly, if I was like hanging out, whatever, and they're like, you want to play Monopoly? I'd literally be like,
The whole game. It takes 7 hours.
Yes,
right?
I want to play the whole game. And honestly, the mini money, that's my favorite part. I love money that's not real money, that's smaller and has different things on it. Like, that's the best part of the game. Different colors.
I bet you there's nobody listening right now that has played a game of Monopoly in the last, let's just say last week.
So many calls.
If that's you.
We're going to get so many calls. Monopoly is awesome.
No one does it anymore, dude. 410-583-1065.
Number one.
The rookie cop who unknowingly arrested Justin Timberlake for drunk driving last summer has just been named Officer of the Year. Wow. Sag Harbor, New York cop Michael Arkinson led the department in arrests and was honored for making, quote, an immediate impact within the department and the community. Him being a rookie led to the now infamous interaction between himself and Justin during the arrest because he was too young to recognize JT. When he got pulled over, Justin told him, quote, this is going to ruin the tour. And Arkinson replied, what tour? For Justin to say, the world tour.
I mean, I can't think of another cop that has made another pop culture splash like him in the last year.
Okay, also,
there's probably way more deserving cops out there.
Okay, pause though. What's really awesome about this is that he's not winning Officer of the Year because JT, like, he led his department in arrest as a rookie. So, you know, JT obviously was insane, and probably to, like, just because we're just basing this off of his interaction in general, I'm sure Michael doesn't even care about his interaction
like,
with JT.
He's like, who is that old guy? Like, I don't even know who that old man is still.
But I think that's a really amazing accomplishment, especially being a rookie. So congratulations, man. This is Jess, and that's your top three brought to you by Goal Vision.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000 Minute. Mix 106.5.
Every single day at this time, you've got a chance to win $1,000 in free Dash N gas. And like the chances are the same every single day. So hopefully you'll keep on coming back this time every single day to Mix 106.5. It's even fun to play along in the car, right? Today is caller number 10 on the air. Who is this?
This is David.
David, you're number 10, my guy.
Hey, David.
Hello.
You did it.
This is my first time ever getting through.
Oh, ever. No way. I love that. Welcome.
First timer. Let's clap for first timer, no matter what, man. It takes a lot of courage to call and play this game. So, David, I'm glad you got through.
Hey.
You know this game goes, right, David?
Yes.
Let's go. Just so everyone's clear playing at home, I want Jess to cover the rules, and then we're going to come back and play for this $1,000 in free gas.
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash N gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we will go back to them only if there is time at the end. David, you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. What is the 26th letter of the alphabet? Or you can pass.
Why?
It's not.
No!
Why, David? No.
Okay. Dang it, ABCs. Dang
I know.
It.
Okay, well, hang on. David, how many letters are there just in general? I guess we should start there.
26.
Just 26. Yeah. So the final letter would be
Z.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's all right.
It's
man.
Okay.
Hey, first
I don't
timer,
think
y'all. Give
I don't
this
think
credit.
You should feel disappointed at all. Like, I feel like you would think that's an easy question, but it's not like you are sitting here on your Thursday morning just reminiscing over the alphabet and how many letters there are in it. So I think when you're asked a question like that right off the bat, your brain is kind of like, wait, huh?
It goes quick, man. It goes
so,
quick.
It's okay. Let's finish out the round and see how you would have done, okay? Question number two. Which band had hits like Mr. Brightside and Somebody Told Me?
Somebody told me you gotta go.
I don't know.
That's the Killers. That's the Killers. Yeah. Question number three. Which layer of the earth is the hottest?
This layer
the core?
Yes,
the core,
correct.
Yep, correct.
Question number four. What are the companies Canon and Nikon known for making?
Cameras.
Yes, yep. Correct. Spell the word parallel.
P-A-R-A-E-L-L-E-L.
Close. It's P-A-R-A-L-L-E-L.
E-L, yep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's all good.
Question number six. What is the name of Stewie's teddy bear on Family Guy?
I don't know that one. Rupert. I haven't seen Family Guy in a long time.
I know.
Yeah, that's Rupert. And then this is the last question. What is the tallest land animal?
Giraffe?
Yeah, yeah, correct.
There you go. Yo, I mean, listen, it's the alphabet. We all need to just freshen up on the alphabet. You know, before you start judging over here, like, come on, this game goes quick. David, it's the first time. I'm not mad. Jesse, you mad?
I'm not mad at all.
Charlotte, you mad over there?
Not at all.
Nobody's mad. Literally nobody's mad. So hopefully tomorrow you'll call back. It's going to be Friday, man. We got seven more questions worth $1,000 in free gas. And I promise you no alphabet questions tomorrow, okay?
All right.
Have a good day, David, and make sure to head to Dashin' and try a burger with a side of crispy fries. Now you can enjoy a burger and 6 ounces of fries side by side at Dashin' today.
Yeah, so Jess has a new life goal, but to accomplish this, she's going to have to tell a big lie. Is it worth it? That's what we need you in today. Jessica, do you want to explain?
I want to be relish.
Yes.
The Orioles are literally hiring the Camden Franks hot dog mascot. If you know, every you single know. Game, there's the race, right? The hot dog race, where it's relish, ketchup, mustard. And now, and probably, I think they became the mascots, like when we actually got to see them race, was in like the last year.
Yeah.
At like, you know, special games where now they actually have like costumes of the hot dog and you actually get to see them run. And it's like the sickest thing ever. And I always cheer for relish. I'm always team relish. And also in the for the hot dog mascot, she's the only one with lashes. So
wait,
I
really
see.
Quick, just to validate Jess for a second. Like Jess talks about relish, the mascot, a lot. Like we probably talk about relish 10, 20 times a season. For whatever reason, Jess just brings it
I
up.
I love relish.
She's a fan.
I love
like
her.
Like a massive fan.
And I'm not talking about like actually putting relish on my hot dog. I love relish the mascot. Like I'm always cheering for relish. And then I saw a job posting from the Orioles that they're looking for mascots, right?
Yeah.
And it's part-time and like you get to be like, you know, you get to race in front of like all the fans and everything. And I was so excited and I've actually like filled out the application and I just haven't submitted it yet because there's a major issue. You have to be 5'5 to be a hot dog, and I am not 5'5. I can't take this seriously. I think I'm 5'2. I think I might be
most,
shorter than that.
Most
I'm 5'2. Honestly not sure, but I know for a fact I'm not 5'5.
Yeah,
and I think that's honestly messed up.
Jess
to not be tall enough, and like that's gonna keep me from living out this dream.
Your hot dog dreams.
You know what I mean?
Like this, I know this sounds silly, but this is really actually serious. Jess is really.
And also, this is a real job.
Yeah,
like this is a real job. If you're listening and you're like, I'm ketchup, or if you're like, mustard.
Waiting.
Like I'm literally
you
mustard.
Can apply too,
you
yeah.
can literally apply. This is a real job. You have to be available for 25% of the games.
So
and you get to race.
You're just, you feel, is it your concern to feel guilty if you lie about your height on the application? Is that where we're at?
I think I'm just scared that like, what if I get through and I get there and they're like, turn around, leave. They're like, get out of our face.
Get your short ass out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what if the Oriole bird like is there? I walk
I
in
you out.
And he literally picks me up. And, like, throws me out of Camden Yards.
Get out of here, kid.
Like,
slams the door.
You know what I mean?
You'll never be relish in my city.
Yeah, like, what? But, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm, like, really upset about it.
Well, let's debate this really quick. Charlotte, hop in this. I feel like at this point, I feel like you should apply and let them find out later. Because Jess really does want to do this. She would love to be a relish hot dog. I think it's better to apply and then them to see your skills and how great you are at being the relish.
And then if they still decide you can't be the realist because of 5'5", let them that decide that, not you. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think you should just channel your inner man on a dating app and just like round up a few inches.
Fair.
Exactly.
And I'm also a firm believer in platform shoes.
Totally. Yeah, big like, shoes.
Are there shoes that I could wear? Because you guys, this is the description. Outgoing and energetic and embraces the persona of the Camden Franks and their personalities. That is me.
It's literally me. It's 100% you. I mean, are we in agreement, Jess, should just apply for this and then if they find out, fine. But like, but Charlotte's right. I mean, hell, I'm, you know.
Everybody lies.
I'm 5'11".
On dating apps.
I'm 6'2" on dating apps. So like, I don't really see the difference here, you know.
I think she needs to relish the opportunity. Oh.
This is Bridget from Roland Park. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
What's up?
I'm calling in to tell you guys that I'm kind of disappointed in you guys.
Why?
Well, I was just listening to you talk about applying for the mascot for the Orioles.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, if you're just tuning in, do you want to explain where we are, Jess?
Yeah, I applied to be the Orioles relish hot dog mascot, and it's really important to me, and I feel upset because there's a height requirement, and I'm not tall enough, and I still applied, and I just kind of feel insecure about the whole situation, but I really want to try, and so I went through the application process.
Wait, why? So why would you be disappointed about that?
Because you lied.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, you lied on the application, right? So, like, you submitted the application, but you're not tall enough. So you lied. And I just think it's setting a bad example.
Wait, what?
Okay. Well,
so that was, okay, yeah. So,
okay,
so,
technically, you have to be, they say in the description that you need to be 5'5". Right. I'm not 5'5".
Right.
And
so you, but you're mad though because Jess said that she is. I mean, can't we just consider that kind of a like a little white lie in this situation? I mean,
but then it just like spirals out of control and like I don't know. My biggest thing is like my daughter was in the car, and so like how am I supposed to explain to her like, oh, it's okay to lie in this situation?
Okay, here's the thing. Jess. here's the thing.
You're influencing the youth of America right now.
Honestly. Part of the reason why this whole situation has me so messed up is I think it's very hurtful that only people that are 5'5 and taller can apply. And
she's serious about
and
this.
No,
too.
I'm so serious because like I think that's so messed up because like myself, and I really want to do it, but I'm sure there's people who obviously are born and raised here, which that could possibly be like your dream to be running on
that's
a professional
true.
MLB baseball
like,
field
imagine if you're
in
5'7",
Camden Yards.
And you've
like,
been waiting your whole life
like
for this.
That's so flipping cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm really upset that they're just disregarding a huge, massive group of people, myself included. And technically, the description says you have to be 5'5". And I applied. Nowhere did it say enter in your specific height. So technically, it's not like I made the decision to lie to them. And if there's any lesson that I can teach your daughter is to still try no matter what. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Does that make you feel any better?
Actually, no. And I still think that it's super disrespectful. I think that you're wasting their time. Okay. And it's disrespectful to the organization. It's disrespectful to the Orioles. Like,
okay. Yeah, no, we hear you. That make you feel any differently, Jess?
No. I'm not trying to disrespect the organization.
This is Brittany from Dundalk. Hey, Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
Hey. I just want to call because that woman, he was definitely being a Karen. And let me tell you something. If you want to be relish, be relish. Because that was the funniest stuff I ever heard you talking about. And you guys are awesome. All you guys do are you're always, you know, telling the truth and very, you know, you just always try to do the right thing, and you're right. And I'm 5'2", and if I had my heart set on something, I'm gonna do it.
I'm gonna do it. Ain't so, no way. Ain't telling me otherwise.
Thank you.
There ain't no way. What? Well, I think.
So don't let her say you're no bad example. Like, who does she think she is? Oh
I
my goodness.
I know.
Maybe she's
morning shower. Else I'd be going off right now.
Yeah, no. Maybe she's team ketchup or something. She's hating on me. She's hating on me.
She's in on this.
Maybe
I think.
Maybe the onion because she's fine.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
Maryland lawmakers, labor advocates, and tipped workers shared support during a rally yesterday for a proposed bill that could raise Maryland's minimum wage to $20 per hour by July 2028. So if this bill is passed, the No Tax on Tips Act would phase in the minimum wage increase by 2027 and strengthen wage theft enforcement. The bill would also establish consumer protections for service fees that restaurants currently charge. As of January 2024, Maryland's minimum wage is $15 and is not scheduled to increase this year.
Do it. Do it and raise my taxes. I don't even care. I can't imagine. If anyone needs help right now, it's people working at minimum wage. If you're not working at minimum wage, you know how hard this is right now. And can you imagine? Can you imagine the families that are?
No, it's insane.
So I've literally, Westmore, listen to me. Governor Moore, I should say, for some respect. Raise my taxes. I don't care because I cannot. We have to help people that just...
It's out of control.
Everything's crazy. It's just crazy right now.
Number two.
Spring is officially brewing at Dunkin' with the long-awaited return of the Dunk-a-Latte, a creamy espresso latte that sips like a latte and tastes like a melty milkshake. Also joining the Dunk-a-Latte in the seasonal lineup are the pistachio coffee, raspberry watermelon Dunkin' refresher, and brown sugar shaken espresso. And to top it off, the fan favorite $6 Dunkin's deal is sticking around.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Number one.
Two hackers have been accused of stealing and reselling over 900 tickets to Taylor Swift's Eras Tour, as well as other big events, and are now facing criminal charges. Tyrone Rose and Shamara P. Simmons, along with several others, were reportedly involved in hacking the computer system of online ticket broker StubHub as far back as the summer of 2022. The hackers allegedly resold the stolen tickets, netting a profit of $635,000. Rose and Simmons have been charged with first-degree computer tampering and second-degree grand larceny, among other charges.
How do you even do that? Some of this stuff is
$635,000 since 2022.
How do you hack a website? Like, I mean, I don't know. Again,
StubHub?
Doesn't that just seem hard to, like...
At this point...
To steal someone's physical ticket, sure, but, like, to... I don't even know.
At this point, no, to be honest. Yeah. Like, with how everything is. I mean, come on. Locally, with the toll scam, yeah, of how real that looks. You know what I mean? So I just feel like at this point, I'm not surprised of how they got in. I just think that's insane that it was going on for that long. This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It. Please. With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay, Anonymous, we have got you on the voice disguiser. Tell us this crazy idea, and we will either tell you to go for it or we'll talk you out of it. What's happening?
So I'm thinking about towing a handicapped kid's van from out in front of my house. I know it sounds terrible, but you've got to hear me out.
Oh, yeah, let's hear you out because I'm very confused right
Why?
Now.
So I live across the street from a school.
Okay.
And every morning at drop-off and every afternoon at pickup, this woman parks her van in front of my driveway and just walks into the school. Okay. I can't get out. I couldn't get in if I was trying to get back to my house. In the beginning, it just happened a couple times, and now it's every single day, twice a day, and I cannot get to work on time. I missed huge deals at my job. I'm a realtor. I have closings. It's getting to the point where I don't know what to do.
Well, have you talked to her? Like, why are we automatically going to the towing option?
I have talked to her.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to be reasonable. I went outside when she pulled up in the morning and I said, ma'am, I have to get out. I'm going to work. She just kind of slept me off and walked away. I confronted her again. She gave me some attitude. So I started giving a little attitude back and she did not care.
What does she say? What is she, when you, like, what's being said in these conversations?
Well, it's kind of like, my problem's bigger than yours. I have a son that I have to pick up from school. There's no parking, and you just have to wait.
All right. Why are you towing it? Like, where are we at with that?
So after I've lost thousands of dollars from not making appointments, I have a buddy. He has a tow truck, and I called him up. So he's not too enthused about it, but he's willing to work with me a little bit.
And you told her, you were like, listen, I'm missing work appointments. Like, this is an issue.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
So today, I'm going to pull the trigger. I'm going to go for it. The tow truck's going to be there. I know when she pulls up. I know how long she's going to be gone. And that van is going to be out of there in less than 10 minutes.
Well, how long is she typically gone for when she parks there?
It's like almost 30 minutes.
Wow.
And then she's got to load it into the van after that.
I'm sure it's a process. So you just want to tow their van and be done with it. God, well, do we tell him to go for this or talk him out of it? 410-583-1065. Let me make sure we got the story straight. Anonymous is saying that I live near a school. There's a woman that parks in front of my driveway, and she is blocking me basically from getting in and out. I've tried talking to her. She was not pleased. Like, she kind of gave me attitude, basically saying, like, I'm trying to load my son up, have more compassion over here. Is that pretty much the vibe of the conversation?
Yeah.
So Anonymous said, if that car is there today, I'm towing it. Do we tell him to go for that? Talk him out of it.
I don't know if I can tell you to tow her car. And before I say this, I want to tell you, I don't think what you're experiencing is fair. And if you're saying that you've tried to speak to her multiple times, and I am empathetic to her situation, I'm sure it's very difficult, obviously. But I also don't think that means that you can do whatever you want and make you feel like it doesn't matter if you can and cannot get out of your driveway. Like, that's not something that you should have to go through. But, like, could we try cones, maybe?
So I've already tried, and I've put cones, I've put chairs. I mean, I've blockaded my driveway.
Yeah.
And she just gets out, runs over, and moves everything, and then parks again.
Yeah, man. Let me ask a question, and this is an honest-ass question. Would I go to hell, you think, if I told him to tow that van? That's mentally where I'm at right now, because I feel for that. I can't imagine, like, if you're trying to get your handicap van a certain spot, you can't get it in anywhere. I'm surprised there's not better access, but, like, the rules are rules for a reason. You can't park in front of a driveway, and that's just the rules. And so, yeah, anyone else, if you call the city, if you, like, they're probably going to tow her too, or at least ticket her at this point, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I called the police.
Yeah.
They could care less.
I say, why not? Anonymous has a handicapped van that's blocking his house on the daily for a kid across the street at a school.
Causing him to miss work.
He wants to tow it if they're there today. Do we tell him to go for that, or do we talk him out of it? Hey, Jen in Millersville, good morning.
Good morning.
Should he tow this car?
He shouldn't yet. He should go to the school and ask why they're not providing parking for a special needs, you know, vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And what they can do to accommodate this parent better so that they're not affecting the neighborhood. Look at cones at the bottom of the driveway or barrels that say no parking.
Right.
He definitely can make a few more steps before having to call the tow truck, and he probably should notify her as well.
Yeah, so but you're you saying know? For today, because this is something he literally wants to do today, you're saying don't do
no.
it.
And why? Not. Why no? Because it doesn't feel right. I mean, I guess that's where I'm at, I guess. It just, there's something about this that's icky.
I guess the fact that he's in front of a school is there's an organization, there's a school, there's a school board. He
right.
can go to those people who can stand up and do the right thing on their property so it doesn't affect his property.
Yes. And I think that's where we're mostly struggling, right? I mean, it's the handicapped kid part. If this was literally anybody else's car, able-bodied human, not child, I don't know. Like but then there's that part where, like, God, this is my driveway, you know?
Yeah.
Megan in Canton, hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You know, he is considering towing a, for lack of better terms, handicapped child's van because it's parked in front of his driveway very often. Do we tell him to go for that, or do we talk him out of it?
I think he should go for it.
And
really?
Why?
Well, okay, so here's my thing. I get, like, that she's struggling, but at the end of the day, I don't think it matters if her kid is handicapped. Like, we don't all care about that. You're blocking this guy's driveway, and, like, he's trying to get to work.
Yeah.
It's just not, you know, it's not everyone's responsibility to take care of you.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong,
well,
right?
Well, like, I don't want to.
If this kid was not in a wheelchair, I feel like I'd absolutely be like, tow the damn car. But don't we have to like a little bit more empathy because of like the wheelchair situation, you know?
Yeah. Yes, hope so.
She's affecting his livelihood. You know what I mean? Like, he was super late.
Yeah.
Because she was blocking him in.
Yes.
So, like, at that point, it's a problem.
So you would do it. You would tow a handicapped kid's van in front of your house in this situation.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think a towed car is the least that he could do. Like, she has to learn that other people have lives too.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
There we go. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it. Michelle in Baltimore. Hi. Good morning.
Morning.
Do we tell him to go for it or talk him out of it when it comes to towing this car?
I honestly would say to tow it. I mean, I do feel so sad saying that. Because, yeah,
I know, I get it.
I get it. People park in front of my driveway constantly.
Yeah.
It's not the same person, so, like, I can't be in this exact situation. And it's annoying. You've got places to go. You've got things to do. You pay for your home.
Yeah.
You pay for your driveway. You're paying for these amenities of your life. It's not someone else's.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like if he wants to be a little bit nice, he can give, like, a one-day notice, like, tomorrow I am literally going to tow your car.
Yeah.
But, like, so he doesn't owe her anything.
In defense of Anonymous, like, at least the information that he has shared with us, he has had conversations with her.
Yeah.
So, he has honestly put in a good effort. And for the person that said to contact the school, that's not his job. That's her job.
Whoa, valid. Okay. So for him, it's his
but
job is just to be able to use his driveway.
Yeah.
Okay. I hear you on that.
He doesn't work for the school. That's not his job.
Thank you for calling us.
Have a great day.
You too. 410-583-1065. Hey, hey, Taylor in Baltimore. Good morning. Well, what do you think about this?
So I'll be the purple between those two, because originally I didn't know that the person was handicapped.
Yeah.
I think he should find some resources, put them on a paper, or go out and talk to her and say, I'm gonna tow you if you do this tomorrow. But she sounds like he's being a little bit of a Karen, and it sounds like he needs to put his foot down. So I'm saying tow tomorrow.
Okay. Give her a warning shot today. Okay, but let me ask you that question. I mean, because you said she's being a Karen. I mean, if I had, I'm not a father, but I would assume if I was a father with a child with special needs, I would kind of expect people maybe to make some like, you know, some, maybe if I, maybe take my kid out of it. Let's say I was in a wheelchair. I would hope that people would be able to like see that I was struggling and like help, you know?
I agree with you completely, but my mom's a Karen and I have a special needs sister.
Yeah.
And I think him providing that and saying like, I'll help you out, but you can't block, like have a civil conversation. It's about communication at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So tomorrow, not today.
Tomorrow, not today.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Thank you. Have a great one.
You too. I mean, Anonymous, it's, I mean, a lot of people are saying tow the car. They're saying tow the car. It doesn't matter the kid's in the wheelchair, you know, tow the car. Morally, though, everyone's kind of having that same struggle that you are, though, you know, where it's just kind of like hard to make the decision.
I mean, it is tough.
Yeah.
I'm just fed up. I really am just fed up. And, you know, I understand where she's coming from, but I have my own life to live, too. And I just feel like I'm being made out to be the bad guy here. And I'm not. I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you planning on doing this later today?
Yes, at pickup.
Okay.
Okay.
Just think about it. Maybe even her saying the tow truck might freak her out, to be honest.
That's true. Maybe she wouldn't be there. Maybe message came loud and clear when you talked to her. Maybe she's not there. I mean, I think there's a lot of questions that are left unanswered until we figure it out. I don't know if you've heard us do this segment before, but we always invite people to come back on the show with us to tell us what happened with their situation with a Talk Me Out of It update. We don't do those, though, until Monday at 8:25. Are you free and, I guess, willing to come on to tell us what happened?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, 8:25 Monday then?
Yes.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at kramerandjess.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.